This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What is this, a new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that were living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed. So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018. First question is from...
Really? Not even an intro? You're too cool
lady.
For everything? What's going on?
What?
We're not going to address the fact that you're wearing sunglasses for some reason?
Oh, yeah. These are kind of new frames I'm testing out.
During our Patreon exclusive videos?
During everything, I'm going to wear them. They're like kind of...
I was here... Been here all day. You haven't worn them. You have not been wearing them all day. They're not testing them out for everything. You only are wearing them for this video. And I think, don't try to be cool.
I'm not trying to be cool. This is sort of like, I'm Andy now. And this is,
oh.
What?
So this is absolutely, it's not, fine, it's not trying to be cool. You're trying to be Andy.
Andy doesn't try to do this or try to do that.
Like,
that was an Amir thing.
You're nearing 40, and you feel like now is the time to reinvent yourself?
Andy's 32, which is kind of
honestly,
like the perfect age.
That's not that young either.
Well, I'm still workshopping the age. Andy could be 29.
No, he can't.
He lives in Glendale. He has a...
So you're trying to assume a new identity,
not a new identity, but like a personality or a persona.
It's not a personality if you're giving someone a new birthday?
Yeah, well, Andy was born Christmas Eve.
Okay, so you're
1998.
That makes him super young. That makes him
guess it does. That's kind of fun. Andy's 21 years young.
Right.
And his last name is Young.
What? Oh, it's Andy Young. Andy Young is you now because you're wearing sunglasses. You still have gray hair.
Well, I'll get rid of that. That's an easy switch. What else is bad about me? About Amir that Andy doesn't have to deal with much anymore.
You're insecure. You're sad. You're a sad old man. you have a bad attitude.
Andy grins ear to ear because everything's good for him.
What's
Andy?
Andy's job?
Andy's a journalist, freelance, mostly.
A 21-year-old freelance journalist from where did you say? Van Nuys or something?
Nah. He lives in Glendale, but he's from fucking...
Yeah, careful, because you don't want to say something that's not cool.
Detroit.
That is good. That's a good city. But he's a 21-year-old from Detroit, lives in Glendale.
Freelance journalist for the Detroit.
Oh, you are Andy now? I thought you were still workshopping certain aspects of Andy, including the glasses.
This is just Andy being Andy.
All right, what does Andy look like without glasses?
He looks fucking weird. He looked like that beady-eyed little Jew boy from the valley.
I'm so sorry that you feel like this about yourself.
I don't. Andy feels good for him. Actually, Andy's been tinkering wearing no glasses at all.
Oh, Andy! Andy, you're heinous.
Well, that was just like a quick little preview of what Andy could or couldn't bring to the table.
So Andy lives in Glendale, wears sunglasses in a studio. That's cool.
Yeah.
He does freelance journalism. Not really sure what that entails, but I guess you write stories for random publications and stuff.
Vlogs and blogs. Clogs.
You write about clogs. Does Andy have a roommate or anything?
Yeah, Andy has 3 roommates.
That's cool. It's cool to be young and have roommates because you're saving money on rent. I live in
a den.
Oh. I don't understand. You'd rather be a 21-year-old that lives in a den in Glendale than you're a successful guy.
Andy?
Amir. That's who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess this is who I am.
Doesn't have to be Andy. Doesn't have to be Andy.
You're right.
Can I see the glasses?
The thing is, like, Amir can't throw, but Andy can.
All right, Andy, let's see.
But, like, the problem is, to be Andy, I have to be like this.
All right,
it's like,
so
now
Andy
I can toss
you. You can toss me something.
But, like, I take it off, it's back to being who I actually am.
Okay, let's see. Give me the glasses. Let's see if Amir can toss.
Yeah. This is a toss.
That's a toss. Casual. Easy. All right, so tell you what. Put the glasses back on.
Okay.
Because that was a bad toss. You were totally right. And now, fuck it. Why don't you toss me...
Now I can, like, toss you anything.
There we go. Yeah, toss me this.
Okay.
All right. Toss
Andy?
That. Andy.
Yeah, boom.
Wow.
On a dime.
Okay.
No big deal.
Take the glasses off.
Okay.
Amir tosses?
Amir's, like, worried about hitting the mic. That's, like, that's how sad that is.
It's in the way. Yeah. Amir hurt himself? Quick, put the glasses on and see if your arm still hurts.
I'm fine.
Whoa, Andy. Yeah. How do we kill Amir?
What?
How do we kill this guy? Right?
Who?
I feel like you can toss shit without getting... Look at that toss.
I'm like...
That is...
Carefree.
Sublime.
And I can catch shit.
You missed that toss.
That
but
throw.
I feel like that must have been... Maybe you were like... You saw it
a
over the
bit,
glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we get rid of Amir? So it's just me and Andy.
Well, you and Amir had a good thing going,
I thought.
Yeah,
we did, but now it's over. And now I just want to be with Andy. So what can we do? Maybe if we, like...
I can tattoo sunglasses on my face.
That's not bad.
That way I can't ever take them
off.
But
I feel like we really have to, like, Tyler Durden this shit.
Like, what? Like, what does that entail?
At the end of Fight Club, Ed Norton just shoots himself in the mouth.
I'm not going to fucking Andy do that.
Even
if Andy does it, like, because it might hurt Andy.
Right. No, I think with the sunglasses, nothing can hurt Andy. I mean, the microphone hurt you. Maybe if Andy jumped off a bridge,
I don't think so.
Amir would die and Andy would live.
Why would Andy do that?
Well, who am I talking to right now, Amir or Andy?
Now the lines are starting to blur and you're, like, confusing me.
You're
I don't want to jump
because
I'm afraid of heights.
Let me talk to Andy.
What's up?
Andy, we got to do something about this fucking turd.
No, I know. I'm not even interested in him.
Really?
I'm going to convince him to do the...
Punch yourself in the chest, Andy, and see if it hurts you or Amir. I have a theory. Andy?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, my God.
You're good? Let's talk to Amir. Take
I
off
think
the glasses.
The little
Andy, take off the glasses real
little
quick.
Bitch, Amir is like starting to infiltrate.
The Jew is strong in this one.
All right. Andy's not that funny, unfortunately.
Really? I liked my time. I liked my time.
Oh.
You can't do anything. Your motor skills are non-existent. Put your glasses in your pocket. It shouldn't be that. Can you open your pocket with your... Nice. Now try to put the glasses in there. No one should be this poor at anything.
This is...
It's precarious.
But hilarious.
Very nice. Good to have you back, bud.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on Patreon hosted by us.
I'm Jake.
That's right. I'm Amir. Most of the times, this is a free audio show. But sometimes, we'll give you guys bonus video Thursday episodes.
Very cool.
30
Content
minutes.
Cash, baby.
Ad-free. Completely ad-free.
Right. Sometimes
Nothing
you
to
do
promote.
An ad.
Nothing
sometimes
to promote.
Sometimes you do an ad.
Not going to do an ad.
You're not going to do an ad this time.
Not going to do an ad.
Sick. Let's get into it. First question. I got a name.
MeUndies for what? Underwear.
That's a sponsor from our regular show. Why would you even?
I'm just saying, if not even as an ad, but if you want underwear,
MeUndies.com/Amir. It's what?
20% off your first order is all.
From you, if you,
MeUndies.com/Amir.
Are you selling ads on the side that I'm not getting a piece of?
No.
Because that's not cool.
It's not even an ad. That's an Amir thing,
and that's why I like hanging out with Andy.
Andy doesn't sell out. Because he doesn't have to. He has these sunglasses.
Oh, what's happening to your voice?
I have a frog in my throat. Quick, Andy. He's choking me from the inside.
Andy crawls out. Oh, Jesus, Andy.
All right. This is from a lady who wants advice about her boyfriend. So we'll call her Andrea.
Nice.
Andy's twin sister, who he killed in the womb.
That's classic Andy.
Hey, Jake, Namir, my name is Andrea, and I was wondering if you could give me and my boyfriend advice about starting a podcast. We have been talking about wanting to start our own podcast, but we don't even know where to start. We have no clue about what we want to do the podcast about, or if it's even a good idea to do one. If we decide to do one, do you guys have any suggestions about what our show should be about? Also, any good equipment you could recommend? Any advice in general? Another thing is, I'm still friends with my ex-boyfriend, although I wouldn't even consider him a boyfriend because we only dated for 2 weeks freshman year of high school before he cheated on me. However, we've been best friends for 6 years. My boyfriend is not okay with me being friends with him or talking to him. I do get it because I talk to him whenever we argue. It's happening again.
What's happening?
But he's been my friend for 6 years. Am I a bad girlfriend for still talking to him? Should I stop talking to him? Does my boyfriend have a right to be upset?
Let's talk podcasts, right?
You want a Shure SM7B and assure your boyfriend that he shouldn't be jealous of thee.
Yes.
You want a Zoom recorder
and you
want
to zoom out of that relationship.
That's right. You want a good idea of your show before you start and a good idea about what you want in a mate. A podcast is a lot like a relationship.
That's right.
You want to have idea and guidance going into it. Otherwise, the thing falls apart very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, what should her show be about?
How about it's just fucking animals, and every episode is about a new fucking animal.
That's funny.
And it's just like, this one will be about a bug, and this one's about llamas, and another one's about fucking a tadpole or some shit.
And then
after that, I can't think of other animals, but there's like, I mean, that's three episodes, right? Oh, did I already say snake?
No, you said tadpole, llama, and a bug.
Okay, snake. Four episodes in. That's a month's worth of content. At that point, you'll know if the podcast is going to be successful or not. And then, and only then, do you really have to like rack your brain to come up with more animals. But I'm sure there are others.
Coming up with the animals is not the hard part.
Lamb?
Yeah, that's right.
It's five. If you even just think about stuff that you eat.
And what's the podcast about?
So we have
a bug.
We have a bug.
But what's the podcast?
Hold on a second. We have a bug, llama.
Sure.
Tadpole.
Yes, that's which
snake,
is a, which is
lamb.
Like a baby frog.
And then you're thinking of things that you eat.
No, you're
you
not.
You have chicken, hot dogs.
Hot dogs are not an animal.
Beef.
What's the show going to be?
It can be about beef.
Yeah, it can be about beef, but you need a premise. What's the premise?
Each episode is you interview a different hog.
So you want to talk to pigs
all
about beef.
All animal-related content. Okay? And you could easily come up with dozens and dozens of animals.
That's right. You could. You couldn't, but one could.
Hot dogs.
Not
beef.
Yeah.
Pig.
Okay.
Pork, roast beef.
You're just preparing food differently.
A fucking
now.
Cat. That's the show. That's the show. In each episode, you interview a different animal about what their life is. It's not rocket science, Blumenfeld.
It's a lot worse than rocket science. Rocket science is useful and interesting. You're talking about yelling at a pig.
You could even do different snakes. Like, if you've run out of animalized ideas, but you already interviewed a snake, there's other types. Because you have a cobra, and a garden snake, and a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
There's other serpents.
I'll say,
I'm certain of it.
I'll say don't start a podcast without an idea. It sounds like you have no real, you know, genre that you're passionate about.
If you want to do animals, you really can use that one. And I also wouldn't start a podcast with somebody that you're going to break up with, because this relationship feels like it's... Wait, she wants to start a podcast with her boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Who is mad at her because she's friends with...
A guy.
A guy that she dated for 2 weeks freshman year.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as an ex. I don't think people you just, like, dated pre-sophomore year count as an ex.
Pre-10th grade for 2 weeks.
Definitely... Right. There's like the age and the amount of time.
Before that person cheated on her.
You're the math guy, but it feels like there's some sort of like formula where like...
An algorithm.
The amount of time makes it more okay and the age makes it more okay. So freshman year, 2 weeks is like way down here.
Right.
On like the chart.
Okay.
And then like, oh, my college boyfriend that I dated for 3 years, like that's pretty high up.
Oh, I see.
But like kindergarten girlfriend that I dated during... Playtime.
Okay.
Super low.
So here's the algorithm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's your age times the amount of weeks you were together. If it's under 100, that number, then that's a fake relationship.
Interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
I think. I'd have to
so you're
really well, sit with the...
Throw me an example.
TI-83 to fully
give me an
delve
age
in.
And a relationship.
Okay.
Duration.
I was my senior year of high school, I had a girlfriend for... 2 years.
Okay, that's legit because it's 18 times 100 weeks. That's legit.
That's legit.
Yeah, but if it was a freshman year relationship for 3 months, then you're 15 times 12.
Okay, what if that's my seventh grade relationship that I was with for 2 years?
You're what?
I was in a relationship in seventh grade for 2 years.
Seventh grade, 13, mm-hmm. for 2 years, that's... That's long.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 100 weeks again.
See, that's I don't think your formula is perfect because
okay,
two
so maybe
years
we should
when
raise
seven,
the bar.
Or when you're 13, doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. So you're saying your age should be a bigger factor.
I think so.
Because 13. So what's the bar?
Because what if I was 6, but I was with somebody for 5 years?
Then you were 11 by the time it ended.
It's not that serious then, right?
Did you have a fucking girlfriend of 5 years?
I was
years?
Engaged. As a first grader.
That can't be binding. That couldn't have been binding.
I got a ring.
As you were 6?
Yeah.
You engaged?
I wasn't
to
6
wed?
When I got engaged. I was 6 when we started dating. I was 8 and a half when I asked her to be with me.
And she said yes?
Yes.
When did you get married?
We called it off. Because we were too young. We didn't have our wits about us.
Yeah.
When we were 9, we were like, this is insane.
It
we have to date other
9.
People.
Yeah. In second grade, you decided
to see
grade, other people.
We were just like, we need to experience life on our own as fucking, like, you're going to camp this summer.
Right.
And, like, you're 8 and a half. This is insane.
Right. Like, you're a third grader at 8. You're a fourth grader at 9. You want to see the world.
I want to see the world.
As a fourth grader.
As a fourth grader.
Okay, so fifth grade rolls
Can't
around.
Be timed down. Fifth grade rolls around, you're like, hey.
You're just dating around.
Yeah. For fifth grade, I did a lot of like soul searching. I got my shit right. I got my shit together.
So what happens in sixth grade? You feel like you're ready to settle down.
In sixth
you're
grade,
11.
I felt like I had done enough independently that I was ready to meet Mrs. Wright. But then I got braces and I realized that I could jack off. And I was like, never mind. My life's going to be this now.
And that was from age 11 till
now.
Till 34. So you're like, I need to settle down. I can jerk off. And now that's 23 years.
Yeah.
And now you're married for real, though.
Exactly right. And I finally stopped fapping.
I'm sorry to hear that, by the way. All of that. Not just the fapping part.
Not totally. Yeah, that makes sense.
The whole life story was really sad.
I have five other animals for the podcast.
Let's hear two before
giraffe.
We yep.
You fucking didn't have, small giraffe.
You didn't have,
a
you didn't
small
have
one.
Two. So you definitely didn't have five.
You can have two different giraffes. No one's going to complain.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness,
of a fitnessnah.com
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Speaking of animals, we got a 22-year-old girl in New York City who has an issue called monkey butt.
Is it real? That's a real medical issue?
That's right. We'll call her Coco.
Okay.
Here's my problem. I'm a 22-year-old girl in NYC, and I have monkey butt.
Is that like her ass is
Let
red?
Me explain.
Okay.
About a week ago, I noticed that there were some red spots on my ass. Not my cheeks, but the underbutt and crevice. I promptly dismissed them as minor irritation due to wearing too tight of skinny jeans. Jake knows what I mean.
Heh.
But as time passed, the spots have become what I can only be described as big-ass blisters. It seems like some sort of friction has caused the area around my butt crack to woo-ha to blister painfully. Okay? First, I tried to shield the blisters with Band-Aids, which was not successful. And that brings me to the second, potentially larger situation, which is that I've been seeing this super hot boy recently, and we've been having incredible sex. And he's very fit, so he can toss me around for a long time. I slept over at his place whilst my behind was covered in Band-Aids.
Oh my God.
Due to the blister situation. And by sheer power of will, I kept him from discovering my painful secret. My questions are these. What should I do about the monkey butt? What do you think could have caused the monkey butt? And how can I hide it from this guy that I'm seeing?
Oh, wow. You know, I think you have to go to a doctor.
No, I can figure it out.
What are you talking about?
You need benzoy cream, which is a prescription. I can write those prescription because there's like websites
there's
online.
There's no need
that fills
to have like
out.
You
send me your date of birth, pharmacy, and I'll give you.
Why don't you think she should just go to a doctor?
Because I got it. It's the
you have other shit to do. You have to like make these videos. You have
it's
to like
cream.
Run HeadGum. You
it's
have
a,
to do
it's an
shit.
Antibiotic like, ointment, basically.
I fine,
and that'll clear it up. It sounds like
I don't know why you need to be like a quack in addition to a comedian.
It just sounds like a bacterial.
But just like
thing.
You have one, you don't have to have multiple jobs. Is all I'm saying. You're good.
I'm an amateur dermatologist.
Right. No, you're like a black market quack.
And if that doesn't clear it up.
You're a pseudoscientist.
Let me know, and I'll write you a prescription.
It's illegal.
For Retin-A.
You're a drug peddler.
She has anal acne.
You
I don't
should
know
have anal acne.
I can write you a prescription
for
an Accutane suppository.
Yeah.
I want you to shove Accutane
anal
up your
Accutane.
Ass. And right, that'll clear
next?
You
you're
right
gonna
up.
You're going to lance the blisters yourself.
I can lance a
you're
blister.
You're going to study them. You're going to amputate them and take them back to your lab.
No,
you have
I lance,
time for this?
I lance one into a Petri dish. We'll take a look under a microscope.
Who's we?
Me and a cousin of mine who likes to do shit like this. We'll just leave it at that.
Who's your cousin?
Save.
Save?
Yeah. Save Blumenthal.
So his last name is adjacent to yours?
Because it's through marriage.
So it's just like they just have a similar last name.
Yeah, my dad's sister married Ron Blumenthal.
Right.
And then they had a kid, Chase and Save.
They had Chase and Save, and yeah. Save is the one that
Chase. I haven't seen in forever. Save is the one who likes.
What do you mean
to...
forever? Like it's been a long time.
No, like 30 years ago, he just sort of walked away from us, and then Save likes to do like little amateur dermatology experiments and shit.
I wonder if Chase was a victim of one of Save's experiments.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. But
really?
There's a chance. There's a chance. Because he had the zit once, and I haven't seen him since.
All right. So, and you're going to recommend...
Retin-A.
That Coco goes and sees your cousin Save to lance a boil on her ass and maybe disappear.
Yeah.
I think what you want is not an ointment. It's not a cream. What you want is a powder.
A salve.
You want a Gold Bonds. You want to dry it out. You want to dry the area out. And I think you might maybe don't want to have sex for a little bit. There's not a point. You should just get well. Sex is an activity that'll make your butt crack sweaty. You want to keep that area dry as possible.
What's the furthest you got in acne medicine? Like, what was your routine at its worst?
At its worst, I guess it was all just like over-the-counter stuff. I would wash my face with Neutrogena or something.
Yeah, like the orange
one. The orange one. And then I would use like one of those...
Oxypads.
An Oxypad. And then I also had this weird little roller that I think was just like spot treatment, but it was like, it kind of looked like a tube of Airborne, and it had like... like a pincushion type pad on it.
Oh, interesting.
And you'd press it and like this... rancid smelling alcohol would come out.
So you were a drying man.
I was trying to dry everything out. And like I would just like smear that shit on my I was covering it. It was excessive.
It would smell probably.
Awful. Absolutely awful. But
did you pop? Were you a popper?
Yeah. I never liked a whitehead. I would much rather have it
bloody and scar.
Yeah.
The opposite.
But I was always like, it wasn't ever like, I guess like the most ever was like 4 or 5 zits at a time, but it would be like a big one on my nose and a big one on my forehead. And
right. It was never like a rash or an acne that
right. I never had like the full acne. You had that, right?
I had like one step below that. So like I was never given Accutane, but I was given like prescription, like dry your ass out, make your skin red medicine.
And did it help?
It made my skin really dry and red. Which felt like a lateral move. Like instead of greasy and yellow, it was dry and red.
Were you a popper?
I was a popper.
I remember I had something that was so bad on my nose that I think it was like a cyst. It wasn't a zit. It was like so thick that I eventually took a needle.
That seems to be like a recurring thing. Like I've seen you do that even after we met.
Take a safety pin?
Not a safety pin, but like a zit on your nose that you have to deal with.
Yeah. Like that happens to me sometimes. But like it hasn't not really been like...
It happens less and less.
Yeah, the cyst thing doesn't happen anymore. That was like the worst thing. It truly looked like my nose grew a second nose. But yeah, I have like the biggest fear of getting a big zit on my nose. And sometimes like my stress about it, I think makes me have one. I was petrified leading up to my wedding that I was going to get it.
What would you do? Makeup, probably makeup.
Yeah. I would have just done makeup. Wedding is big enough that I would just do makeup. Sometimes I get like stressed about it before we like go on tour. I'm like, I don't want to deal with that.
Right. It's like, would you rather have that or a cold?
Oh man. That. I hate having it. I feel so sorry for myself when I have a cold.
It feels like we constantly have... One of us has a cold on tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Always.
Like sleeping before or after the show, not feeling well.
Yep. I don't know why that happens to us, but we always get sick on the road.
It's probably because we travel, don't sleep, drink poison, and don't take care of our bodies or eat well.
And shake a lot of hands.
Yeah.
We meet a lot.
Everything that you can do to get sick is what we do, and then we get sick.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. So we touch a lot of people, travel, sleep less, drink alcohol, and eat poorly.
Yeah. That's definitely... Yeah, that sounds about right.
It would be weird if we
didn't. What a good way to see Amsterdam.
But it's always like the first 2 days, you're like, I think I could beat it. I think it's just allergies.
Yeah.
And then the sneezing comes and you're like, it's over.
Then
it's too late.
Cut to us sitting in a hotel room in Manchester because we're like, I wish I could see the city, but no, I'm too tired
All right, that's it. Only two questions, but you know what? 30 minutes of content is 30 minutes of content.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a medicine called Zyrtec?
Yeah, I think that's for allergies.
Right. It's not Zyrtec. It's some other medicine that begins with a Z.
Zyrtec.
It's not. Yeah, no. It's like a. It's a powder that starts with a Z.
Uh huh.
That I really think this girl should get for her ass.
I guess going to Z-Pak? No, that's the antibiotic.
That's it.
It's my dermatologist. I'm super late to an appointment. I guess she should actually consult a real.
Fine, but let me you say our goodbyes and I'll tell you.
Okay. Thank you so much for watching. As always, we'll be back next week. Appreciate your patronage. And you can listen to this show every Monday at HeadGum.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm not going to fucking find it.
There's too many medicines.
I searched Powder Z.
And now I think I'm watching a movie. All right. In the next episode, maybe we'll start it with what this powder is that you think starts with the letter Z.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.